This is KUNC. In early October, the Department of Homeland Security announced a proposed regulation that would change U.S. immigration policy. It would affect people who want or have a visa, who want to obtain a green card, or who want to become a lawful permanent resident. But as KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, the proposal is already having a negative impact in Colorado.
Erica Serrano is leading a recent monthly meeting in the small agricultural town of Fort Morgan, about 80 miles northeast of Denver. She's pairing up a group of about 12 immigrant and refugee women.
Quickly share what is one thing or a couple things that come to mind for you to be able to take action for your health or for the health of others.
Serrano oversees the Morgan Health Connectors, the group formed about a year ago.
My role is to guide and facilitate their leadership so that they share their voice, their needs, and then they're empowered to take action.
The women learn about issues like sexual assault and healthcare so they can be knowledgeable advocates within their community, which has a high immigrant population. Right now, they're focusing on the proposed changes to public charge.
Federal law generally requires that the foreign national seeking to come to or remain in the United States be able to support themselves financially and not be dependent on the public to meet their needs.
In this YouTube clip, Francis Cisna is explaining public charge, which determines how much an immigrant is likely to use government assistance. Cisna is the director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
This determination is based on a review of the totality of the alien circumstances, including these mandatory factors: age, health, family, status, assets, resources, and financial status.
If an immigrant is likely to become a public charge, they could be denied entry into the country or unable to adjust their status. The law only applies to certain immigrants who have long-term medical care or need cash assistance for most of their financial support. The Department of Homeland Security is proposing a number of changes. One is to add more public benefits to the public charge test.
Any sort of publicly funded nutritional assistance program, housing assistance program, medical or prescription assistance program.
Violetta Chapin is a law professor at the University of Colorado Law School in Boulder. While DHS officials have said that immigrants must be able to support themselves financially, Chapin believes there's more to it.
This administration makes no bones about the fact that they are not receptive to immigrants, I think, in general. And they certainly don't want poor immigrants to come to the United States.
These changes haven't taken effect, but immigrants in Colorado are still fearful. And Martha Solario is hearing about this fear in Fort Morgan. She joined the Morgan Health Connectors about 4 months ago.
Si he oído miedos, como
Solario says immigrants have told her they are scared.
Ahora está teniendo estos miedos porque ahora
and feel the odds are further stacked against them to get their documents and become legal residents.
Para poder alcanzar y llegar a tener sus documentos para estar aquí legales.
Some have even begun to disenroll or not sign up for public benefits, and it's extending beyond individual immigrants.
It is so complex. People don't understand it. They are so afraid that they're just refusing.
Mitzi Moran is CEO of Sunrise Community Health, which operates 10 clinics serving mainly low-income families in Evans, Greeley, and Loveland.
We have had 50 families that have refused to sign their children up, their eligible children, their citizen children, up for benefits for fear that it will impact a family member's ability to become a citizen.
And according to a report from the Kaiser Family Foundation, nearly 5 million adults and children could disenroll from Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program if the rules go through.
Todavía estamos actuando fuerte contra la carga pública. We are still acting very strongly and taking action for public charge.
Back at the Morgan Health Connectors meeting, Erica Serrano wraps up with one last call to action.
Again, if you know of someone who's being directly affected, connect them to me. Otra vez, si conocen a alguien.
The group has already hosted several events encouraging the immigrant population in Fort Morgan to speak up and submit a comment against public charge before the 60-day public comment period ends on December 10th. The Department of Homeland Security will then review and consider the comments before issuing a final rule. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC, Fort Morgan.